Penguin Random House Audio presents Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives by Tim Harford. Read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. Introduction. It was unplayable. On the 27th of January, 1975, a 17-year-old German girl named Vera Brandes stepped out onto the vast stage of the Cologne Opera House. The auditorium was empty and lit only by the dim green glow of the emergency exit sign. But this was the most exciting day of Vera's life. She was the youngest concert promoter in Germany, and she had persuaded the Opera House to host a late-night concert of improvised jazz by the American pianist Keith Jarrett. The concert was a sellout, and in just a few hours, Jarrett would stride out in front of 1,400 people, sit down at the Bösendorfer piano, and without sheet music or rehearsal, would begin to play. But that afternoon, Vera Brandes was introducing Keith Jarrett and his producer Manfred Eicher to the piano, and it wasn't going well. "Keith played a few notes," recalls Brandes. "Then Eicher played a few notes. They didn't say anything. They circled the instrument several times and then tried a few keys. Then, after a long silence, Manfred came to me and said, 'If you don't get another piano, Keith can't play tonight.'" Vera Brandes was stunned. She knew that Jarrett had requested a specific instrument and the Opera House had agreed to provide it. What she hadn't realized was that, caring little for late-night jazz, they'd failed and didn't even know it. The administrative staff had gone home. The piano movers hadn't been able to find the Bösendorfer piano that had been requested, and so they had instead installed, as Brandes recalls, this tiny little Bösendorfer that was completely out of tune. The black notes in the middle didn't work, the pedals stuck. It was unplayable. Brandes tried everything to find a replacement. She even rounded up friends to push a grand piano through the streets of Cologne, but it was raining hard, and the local piano tuner warned her that the substitute piano would never survive the trip. Instead, he worked to fix up the little instrument that was on stage already. Yet he could do nothing about the muffled bass notes, the plinky high notes, and the simple fact that the piano, a small piano, like half a piano, just didn't make a loud enough sound to reach the balconies of the vast auditorium. Understandably, Jarrett didn't want to perform. He left and went to wait in his car, leaving Brandes to anticipate the arrival of 1,400 soon-to-be furious concertgoers. The best day of her life had suddenly become the worst. Her enthusiasm for jazz and her precocious entrepreneurial spirit brought the prospect of utter humiliation. Desperate, she caught up with Jarrett and through the window of his car, she begged him to play. The young pianist looked out at the bedraggled German teenager standing in the rain and took pity on her. "Never forget," Jarrett said, "only for you." A few hours later, as midnight approached, Jarrett walked out to the unplayable piano in front of a packed concert hall and began. "The minute he played the first note, everybody knew this was magic," recalls Brandes. That night's performance began with a simple chiming series of notes, then quickly gained complexity as it moved by turns between dynamism and a languid, soothing tone. It was beautiful and strange, and it is enormously popular. The Kyrn concert album has sold 3.5 million copies. No other solo jazz album or solo piano album has matched that. When we see skilled performers succeeding in difficult circumstances, we habitually describe them as having triumphed over adversity, or despite the odds. But that's not always the right perspective. Jarrett didn't produce a good concert in trying times. He produced the performance of a lifetime. But the shortcomings of the piano actually helped him. The substandard instrument forced Jarrett away from the tinny high notes and into the middle register. His left hand produced rumbling, repetitive bass riffs as a way of covering up the piano's lack of resonance. Both of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?